We're going to go to something you may have heard before. Mark 11, verse 22. Mark 11, verse 22. Let's start by going to the Father in prayer, and then we're going to get into tonight's word. Father, we thank you for this service. We thank you for the opportunity to participate with you tonight. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, I thank you that every heart is ready to receive the word that you have for them tonight. I thank you, Lord, that they have ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, that they receive everything that you have for them tonight. Father, I thank you that you think through my mind, you speak through my vocal cords, and Father, I give myself over to you totally and completely. Whatever it is that you have for me to say, I will say. Whatever it is that you have for me to do, I will do. And I thank you, Lord, that your word goes forth unhindered by any source. And Father, we just thank you right now, bless you and praise you for pastor's complete wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Mark 11, 22. So we are in the Christmas season. Can you see it? Didn't everyone do such a wonderful job? We had so many show up to decorate this week, and they did a fantastic job. And we were so blessed by every person who came. And I am extremely blessed because decorating is like at the bottom of... But Shadra, she's got it under control. When she showed up, my life changed. Amen. So we are in the season of Christmas, but we are in the season for believing. Christmas is even people who don't have a relationship with God, even people who don't personally know him, they are believing. I mean, you can watch, when I first saw that, I thought about a miracle on 34th Street. You know, they're believing for a Christmas miracle. And it's not even necessarily that they know God like you know God. It's just something about this season of celebrating the Savior that they begin to believe. And so we don't have to just believe during Christmas season. We don't just have to believe when December comes. But I want to talk to you tonight about believing. We can always believe, right? We always have the opportunity for a miracle. Every day, day in, day out, miracles are available to us. And so Mark 11, verse 22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them.'" Glory to God. I'm going to read it to you in one more translation. This is the God's Word translation. And it says, "Jesus said to them, 'Have faith in God. I can guarantee this truth.'" I just want you to listen when I read this to you, how definite Jesus' words are. He never uses maybe, possibly, could be. Just listen to how definite his words are when he says this. "I guarantee this truth. This is what will be done for someone who doesn't doubt, but believes what he says will happen. He can say to this mountain, 'Be uprooted and thrown into the sea,' and it will be done for him. That's why I tell you, have faith that you have already received whatever you pray, and it will be yours." Faith is all about believing. That's what it's all about. It's all about believing. We believe, we're going to talk about three things that we believe. Number one, we believe what we say will happen. I have noticed that people begin to question the word of God because they aren't true about what they're saying out of their own mouth. The more sure you are about what you say out of your mouth, the more sure you will be about what the Lord says. It's because when I say something, if I don't mean it, then I assume that when God says something, he might not mean it. If I say it's a maybe, well, I'll try to get there. Oh, well, I might be able to. No, one, you ain't trying, and two, you ain't maybe doing it. If you're going to do it, you'll commit to it. You'll say it. You speak it. Amen? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and you can have what you say. If you want to get more confident about what you're saying and believing what it is that you're saying, every sentence you say at the end, and that's exactly how I want it. Man, this cold is killing me, and that's exactly how I want it. Man, these allergies, they're driving me crazy, and that's exactly how I want it. Man, I always have to wait till the end of the month to pay my bills, and that's exactly how I want it. You have to believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. You have to believe what you're saying is true. And so when you say those things, you don't maybe take into account that the enemy's taking notes. He doesn't care if that's what you mean. He's taking notes on what you're saying. You have to believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. Amen? Number two, we believe that He, the Father, Jesus, will be good for what He has promised. You must have faith in God. Not just faith in your faith. I think sometimes we get so caught up in, well, I said my confessions 1,500 times today, so I should be all right. Well, I read the Bible for an hour and a half today, so that should be good. But did you meet with the one who wrote it? Did you talk to the one who issued those scriptures? Did you go to him about what he's saying? I mean, what his word is what he's saying, but have you communicated with him? Because he's the one who breathes life onto this thing. He's the one who speaks truth to you. Your faith isn't an achievement award. It's a relationship with the Father and the partnership coming to pass. Ephesians says, everything that was given to you was a gift of God. You have faith in God's promises. You believe that He will be good for what He promised. If Elon walked in the door and wrote you a check for $1,000, you'd have no problem going to the bank and cashing it. You believe that He would have that money in His account, He would pay for it. So how much more will you believe what the Word of God says? We have to have faith that what He's telling you He'll do, He will do. We are able to have faith because He's faithful. His words create. He has to do what He says. Like, no option. He's the one who taught us that words are primarily about creation and not communication. You have to understand that faith is not about your faith. Faith is about having faith in God and trusting Him. Amen? All right. Number three, believe you received what you pray. Believe that is mine. All things start in the spirit realm. Everything. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. It was close. It was a close call. Ephesians 1:3 says, praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Christ, God has blessed us with every, in some translations say, hath already, just like it says in Mark, He has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing that heaven has to offer. So why can you believe you receive when you pray? Because He has already given it to you. It's already written with your name on it in the spirit realm. The book that has your name on it, the one we talked about on Sunday, it has in there the stuff you need to do the good works He's called you to. It's already been issued. It's already been made available for you. It's already in the heaven realm. And you say, well, Danny, but I don't need spiritual things. I need some money and I need a new mattress. What does Creflo say? Light bill due, phone bill too, baby need a pair of shoes. Yeah. Well, all those things start in the spirit. Every single one of those things start in the spirit. This whole earth, everything that you see started in the spirit. That's what faith is. It is the spiritual substance of what you are hoping for will come into this dimension. want the spirit stuff to manifest into this realm, or so you can lie on the mattress that you hoped for. I mean, what kind of mattress do you want? You want a soft one? You want a hard one? What brand do you want? Me and Jordan are definitely getting a new mattress soon because I've already decided it's happening. It is happening. But I haven't decided all of those things, so I'm going to need to figure it out before I can receive it, right? I don't have an image. I don't have the picture. But you want that money to show up so you can put it in your bank account. You want to be able to pay that bill. You want to give someone a gift. You want to go on vacation. You want to go somewhere. So you need it to manifest from the spiritual realm into the natural. When God did this very thing, he's a speaking spirit, right? That's how he created you to be, in his exact likeness, a speaking spirit. And he was sitting in his heavenly lounge. No, I'm just kidding. He was sitting in heaven and he said, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know exactly what I want it to look like. I know exactly how I want it to be, down to the very atom. I can tell you exactly how I want Barb to look. I can tell you exactly how I want the land to look. I know how I want the waters to gather together. I can see how I want the clouds formed in the sky. I can see how I want that tree to look. I can see exactly how I want that plant to look, what I want a strawberry to look like. He saw it in his very imagination. And then he spoke it. Both of these realms, both the one with him seated in heaven and the one here on earth, are real. Don't ever think that you're playing make-believe when working in the spirit. It is a real realm. The spirit world is just another dimension. But it is absolutely real. It's light speed up. I heard Pastor Greg say, I love me some Pastor Greg Stevens. He's awesome. I think it's because he's an investigator. Glory to God. He said, it is light speed. And I was like, yeah, that. I mean, think about it. When God first created light, he didn't just create day as in like sunshine morning. No, he created his light, his glory into the earth. And he saw that. And then he created it from one realm, his realm of glory in heaven, to a new realm of glory in this earth. So when he saw us, he saw, okay, I'm going to take some dirt and water and I'm going to put it in a bucket and shake it up and make a Danny. I mean, really, he, in the beginning it was Adam, but you know, I'm sure he was thinking about me then too. And, so he took the dirt, he took the water, and he created mankind. But light was in both of those things. The light of God was in both of those things. He took that light and created you. But he already had a vision of what you would be in heaven. When he birthed you into your mother's womb, he saw what you would look like and knew it. So when we want a mattress, our faith bridges in that same way. We see exactly what it's going to look like. We go to that place in the spirit and we say, okay, this is what I want. And then we get definite about it. Okay, this is the one God said, green light, you can have that one. So I see it, I know it, and my faith bridges the gap from the spirit realm into the natural realm. And I begin to be drawn to wherever it is that I'm supposed to be. Whatever finances are supposed to come for me to take care of that thing. And that's how I move forward in faith. That's faith right there. That's how it works. Get the image in your head and then be definite about it. The quicker you're definite about it, the faster it'll come. If what you are looking for doesn't exist, he'll make it for you. One of God's names is El Shaddai. He says, Baby, I'll make it happen. I will take care of you. If you need it, I'll take care of you. And you could be the one to invent it. Think about that. So healing is in the same light speed. It's moving at this same rate. Oh, that's so good. The same light that is in the blood of Jesus. Think about that. Why? Because the blood and the glory are very closely linked. And it's available to you right now in your spirit. That healing power. So it just doesn't have to be stuff, right? See yourself whole. Get the image of yourself whole. What do you look like when you're walking around in the fullness of who you want to be? What do you look like when your body is exactly how you want it to be? You can use that for any form of health, including weight loss. Get a picture of it. Start working towards it. Speak it. I'm not going to go off on that. I just preached to myself in my room about that. So that healing is available right now to you in your spirit. You move it over to your body and you receive it in your cells. See that very thing. See the healed one working on the inside of you with his healing, penetrating your cells. The light of God literally penetrating your cells. Penetrating every single one, coming into a fullness. You move it over and the light of God through the blood of Jesus is into your body and healing is yours. And once you have received it, you're definite about it. You're sure of it. You don't buckle back. You don't go back and decide, but it still hurts. No. He said it will. It will. It will. It will. That means it's a done deal. Sometimes people lay hands on you and the light speed that is in them releases onto you. It's like a working together. That's why God wants us to be with other believers. There are some things that people have more... I'm looking for the right word. Faith for. Really. Lindsay and Richard Roberts, they're a perfect example of that. Richard talks about, you know, Lindsay never had trouble ever believing for money. Yeah. Richard never ever had trouble believing for healing. Imagine that. But when they came together, they were able to move those things quicker because each one could balance each other out. Well, that's with laying on of hands. If you come to a healing evangelist meeting, why do they have the success they have? Because they know. They believe. It's a done deal. It's definite. It's going to happen. So if you can just either shift to neutral or fall in line and believe with them, you're in good ground. It's when you say, oh, it probably won't happen to me. Well, don't bother. Maybe that was hard. Just keep going and of hearing the word and moving forward and growing. Glory to God. God has already promised all provision to you. Healing is more than a promise, though. It's a fact. It's definite. You are healed. So we said in the beginning, faith is all about believing. So what are those three things we need to believe? Number one, we have faith that what we say will happen. Number two, we believe in God himself. God is faithful. Number three, Jesus has made all things available to us. So the next part of that says that we make our declaration. We say what it is that we are, that we have, throwing mountains into the sea. One of the versions I read today said something really, like it just gave the picture like flipping it off your finger or something. I was like, all right, well, that gives a much easier picture than pushing a mountain. But it next says, and does not doubt in your heart. So let's talk about that for a minute. We do not doubt. Doubt comes from the word double. James 1:6 says, when you ask for something, don't have any doubts. A person who has doubts is like a wave that is blown by the wind and tossed by the sea. A person who had doubts shouldn't expect to receive anything from the Lord. A person who has doubts is thinking about two different things at the same time, and he can't make up his mind. So we have to get the right picture of this. God isn't saying, I won't bless you if you have doubt. He's saying, I can't bless you if you have doubt. You're handing it out and you're pulling it back, and you're handing it out and you're pulling it back. Doubt can't receive because you're not reaching out. Jordan and I went to St. Lucia for our anniversary. It was amazing. And we went sailing for the first time. And when we went sailing, it wasn't a full boat. It was a something smaller one. I don't remember what it's called. Okay. Well, whatever it is, it's what they have at the resorts, and you can take them out. It's part of the whole thing. And so we went out with an instructor guy, and he showed us how to use all of it, and he told us that if you tighten the sail, I'm not going to say who, I'll just say pulling the sail in, we're letting the sail out, we're pulling the sail in, and guess what? We're making absolutely no momentum at all. So basically, we're receiving no wind because we're letting it out. And I do this. Oh, wait, no, Lord, I fully believe to you. I'm fully surrendered to you. I believe. Oh, but what if, oh, my God. It's only one or the other. Minds. There's an enemy who tries to feed you thoughts all day long. And we must cast down every imagination that would exalt itself. Everyone. And if it says you can cast down everyone, you can cast down everyone. So what is the knowledge of God? The knowledge of God is what he said you could have. I have the mattress. By the time I leave this place, I'm probably going to have a mattress. I've been saying it over and over again. I better make a decision quick. The knowledge of God says, I have a mattress. Well, what does the enemy say? He'll come and say, psh, where is it? You going home to sleep on that same thing? Really, it's Christmas. You're gonna buy a mattress right now at Christmas time? How are you gonna have enough for all the Christmas stuff? So what you're saying is you want that expensive of a mattress, and there are children starving in China. I mean, it gets extreme, right? Like, he's got a whole lot to say. Where are you going to get it? When are you going to have time to go? Who's going to deliver it? Where are you going to get it from? Where are you going to put it at? Have you ever noticed that the lesser value stuff always has more to say? I mean, how many times do you hear commercials about Ferraris on the radio? But I'll tell you what, those low credit places, they'll commercial you all day long. It's like they don't even leave space between them. They just play them back to back. Why? Because they're trying to get you to buy in. And the more they talk, the more they think they're taking over your mind. That's exactly the enemy's tactic. Yes. After a while, the enemy doesn't even have to talk to you, though. You just stay stuck in that cycle. If you don't do something about it, it's like a rotisserie chicken. Just on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Cooked, that's right. How many more times are you going to believe you're not going to have enough? God doesn't ever speak like that. He says you will always have more than enough for every good work. Always, always, definite, always have enough. When God tells you something that you are going to do or you're going to get, it's not your job to figure it out. It's not your job to go try and figure out how it's going to happen. It's your job to seek him and receive what it is that he has for you. No head scratching, no number crunching, no chart building. Receive. You go into the rest and you hear what he has as the next step for you. It's definite. Lord, you said I could have this. This is why we must believe God. We must know what He's made available. We must believe His promises are true. We must believe He's faithful. We receive and we do not doubt. So we're going to finish up with this. How do we believe? Number one, you put the promises in your heart and in your mind daily. Most of us comb our hair every day. I think that was more, actually sometimes, you know, just the ponytail and hairbrush is optional. I do brush my teeth every day. I put on deodorant about 29 out of 30 days of the month. But you have to hear the word and renew your mind every single day. Every single day. Turn the power off to that rotisserie chicken. Pull the plug. Put some word in. Amen? You have to speak the word every day. You have to put it in your mind and speak it out of your mouth. That's number two. Speak the promises daily. Talk about what you believe you received. I make Jordan park halfway down the driveway because I have an SUV coming. We ain't parking in Rosie's place. I will say sometimes Addie throws the basketball at Rosie and runs over Rosie, but we ain't parking in Rosie's place. It is yours now, so make it part of your life. It's on order. Jordan and I did some Black Friday shopping online because didn't have to put on real pants then. And he ordered some vests and I ordered some clothes. Obviously, Cavender's is like really on point because we ordered them on Friday and I think they showed up on Monday. It was fast. That's what we said. We were really impressed. However, I ordered clothes on Friday too, and I want you to know those clothes already belong to me. I've already made outfits in my mind of what I'm going to do with those clothes. I already know places I'm wearing those clothes. I already have things made up in my mind. Why? Because they're mine. They haven't arrived to my doorstep yet, but they're mine. So I'm making plans for them. You see, when you make a faith statement, when you receive it in the Spirit of God, it's yours. Maybe you don't know the shipment date, but it's yours. You've already received it, and so you already start making plans for it. So when it shows up, you're not surprised. You know exactly what you're doing with it. Number three, how we believe we cast down imaginations. We talked about that, but we take no thought from the enemy. That's what he is banking on, is that you're going to take those thoughts. It's like a flip chart all the time. Matthew 6, 27 through 33 says, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not. They aren't trying to figure it out. They aren't thinking about it. Neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, the people without God, the people without covenant. They're the ones seeking for these things. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. He says, take no thought, saying, words fight thoughts. You take a thought by saying it. Anything that would try to exalt itself over the knowledge of God, anything that God has promised you, anything that speaks sideways to what God has told you you can do, you shut it down. You got to make sure that it's silent. How do you oppose a thought that the enemy's saying? Be equipped with the word of God. Know what God said about it. And when he brings that thought, you speak what God says. You need to be prepared and ready to say what it is that he says. I recently was listening to this woman named Jamie Kern Lima. She was the CEO of IT Cosmetics. And when she was young, she had a bunch of blotches and rosacea. She had rosacea on her face, and she had a lot of issues with her face getting all blotchy and stuff. She was in the news business, and so she'd go on the news, and she'd get all red-faced, and they'd be talking to her in her ear and saying, "You're getting red spots all over your face. You're getting red spots all over your face." Well, obviously, that caused her to be very self-conscious, and she began to have issues with shame and with rejection, and she was questioning it. She went to the head of L'Oreal, and he said, "You know, you got a good product, but my issue is I don't know that people will buy from you." And she began to receive this continuation of rejection. And what she did was she said, "You know what? I know that the Lord has called me to do this. I know he's called me to do this." And so she heard from Holy Spirit, and he said, "The brave ones are the ones that experience rejection." Why? Because they're the ones willing to be vulnerable. They're the ones to continue showing up. They're the ones to walk into that office and give their sales pitch. They're the ones willing to say what needs to be said. They're the ones who are putting themselves out there for an opportunity. So if rejection comes to them, they just go on to the next person if their thoughts are right. So every time she walked into a room to give a pitch, I don't know if that was every time that she walked in to give her pitch, she said, "I am a brave one." Every time she was rejected, "I am a brave one. I am a brave one." So then any time that came towards her, she already had an answer. She already knew what she was going to say. If the Lord always trips you up with the same thing, equip yourself with a scripture. If you see yourself getting caught up in the same thing, equip yourself with what to respond back of the truth that's been made available to you. Can I tell you that this young or medium-aged lady, I don't really know how old she is. A large-aged lady. She's not. She's probably, I'm assuming she's my age-ish. She started this business in her living room, rejected over and over again. She is now the top sales day person on QVC, and she sold her business for over $1 billion to L'Oreal, the same company that rejected her. Why? Because she knew how to respond. She knew how to respond. We are called to live by what he says, not figure it out. We are called to believe. We are called to believe in every season. We seek the Father. We say what we mean, and we believe what we say. We believe that he is faithful. We believe that Jesus has made all things available. We cast down imaginations. We stand on his word. We put his word first. And when we do, we'll begin to see our dreams manifest, and we'll be sleeping on our new mattress. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Lord, that your word is good and true. We thank you, Lord, that you have called us to be people that believe. Father, we do believe that your word is true. We do say what we mean and mean what we say, Father. We do believe that you are faithful. And Father, we thank you for everything that Jesus paid for. Father, we won't take even slightly less than everything that he paid for. Father, we thank you that your blessing is good, sure, and true. We thank you, Lord, that your word is rooted on the inside of each and every one of these individuals. And we will walk in this season believing for everything that you have made available for us. We thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.